This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We wouldn't get much more than that, but potentially we're about to get the next act. Anthony Davis upgraded from doubtful to questionable for tonight's game. We will see how that goes. And in the NCAA world, I meant to mention this earlier, Xavier Sean Miller will be the next head basketball coach for the University of Texas. Obviously, the irony of this is it was Xavier
knocked him out
that went up against Texas in the first four, and I just kind of feel like we could have taken care of this a few days ago. So Rodney Terry was informed yesterday that he would not return to head up the Texas basketball program, and so now it is going to be Sean Miller from Xavier who is going to be doing that. Also, the Texas women's team is up 16-12 just a couple minutes into the second quarter in the second round of their NCAA tournament game against Illinois on the women's side. Now, let's do some wanker of the weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? This one's tough, but we have to be fair. Are the Texas Rangers in contention?
Oh.
For being wanker of the weekend.
No. What did they do?
Well, I saw a lot of this on social media, and then I found the evidence to kind of back it up.
Oh, no.
People were complaining.
You said kind of back it up,
that,
though.
Yeah, that the Rangers were pricing everybody out of opening day. But that could just be people are frustrated. So let's look into it. The Texas Rangers have the second most expensive home opener cost for people, behind only, can you guess?
The Tampa Rays.
What? They're not charging anybody anything to get in. It's the Los Angeles. I mean, they probably do. See, I always envisioned the Tampa Bay Rays as like that museum where there's a little box there at the front and they're like, hey,
donate what you
suggested
like.
Suggested donation is $25. You put whatever you can in the bucket and come on in. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the Los Angeles Dodgers have the most expensive opening day tickets.
Dang.
Right behind them, though, is in fact the Texas Rangers.
Okay. Now that is a supply and demand thing, I think, personally.
Okay.
Because the rest of the season, I don't think the tickets are that much.
Yeah.
Compared to the Dodgers. But opening day around here has always been a very special thing. You grew up here,
yeah,
Kevin. You know.
Absolutely.
Parents getting their kids to skip school. Like, it is a packed house for opening day.
And you're right. When I started to see.
And then day two always is kind of,
yeah,
like, oh, what
fine.
Happened?
When I saw the data to back up the people's complaints on social media, that kind of bummed me out just a little bit. And you're right about supply and demand, but
yeah.
I'm sure there's been a lot of Rangers fans who have been super loyal and dedicated that they're like, hey, I was with them when you could have turned into the Rays and had the suggestion bucket about how much money you bring in. But now I want to get to the story that I really want to talk about. And I wanted to talk about this all day. Do you remember the saga of the Texas man who was taken to jail for swallowing the earrings?
Yes. And I kept wondering, like, how is that going to affect him with the little pokey parts
so
in his intestines?
Hmm. So he went to Tiffany's store in Orlando, and he represented
Florida?
Yes. And he represented himself as an agent for, I believe it was the Orlando Magic and not the Miami Heat.
An agent of destruction.
No, an NBA agent.
Oh, gotcha.
So he got taken back into their private room to see some of their more expensive diamonds.
Weird Sudbury.
So he swallowed earrings worth nearly $770,000. And then he got arrested on the side of the highway because... All right. Because... He said he should have just taken them and then he could have just thrown them out the window. But instead, they took him into custody.
They had a window?
Like when he was in his car.
Oh, gotcha.
But instead, they pulled him over, they got him, and they're like, we're going to hold you and do x-rays. And they did x-rays and they saw diamond-shaped things in his digestion system.
I would just tell people that's how it's always been.
You could try. But here's where the story really gets interesting. And now you might think, hold on, I'm already interested at $770,000 of diamonds being swallowed and getting arrested. It's going to take another turn. So police got the fourth earring out 2 days after they got the first three. So there was some kind of holdup with that fourth earring. Now I don't know if it was a bigger stone or what the story was, but it took a while. However... Police also uncovered two other unidentified diamond earrings. That means that this gentleman not only swallowed four earrings worth $770,000 from Tiffany's in Orlando while representing himself as an agent for the Orlando Magic players, he also stole and swallowed two other earrings in the midst of this crime spree.
Okay.
So... He was taken
to the same place, different place.
I don't believe it was okay. The same place. They're working on tracking the serial numbers for that.
So he just walks in. I'm an NBA agent or I'm an agent.
And they took him to the back room.
Take me to the back so I can check out these diamonds. And while I'm there, I'm scooping them up.
And so what he did was he jumped out of his chair, took the jewelry, tried to force his way out the door. When he couldn't get out at first, he swallowed the earrings and then broke free, took off, got arrested. So... He got taken to the Orange County Jail where they got the earrings back and everything. My question for you is...
Why didn't he just put them in his pocket instead of throwing them in his gut?
He said he should have. He really should have. How do you resell those earrings? Because like, if you got a price cut from $770,000 to $400,000, almost 50% off, that's a heck of a deal. Now, I don't have the money to participate in that, but still, that is a heck of a deal. Do you have to tell them these were recovered from inside the human body or out of a big chunk of doo-doo?
Okay, this is interesting. Because I went to go look at a house once, and the lady told me that there was a murder-suicide in the house.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know if that made the house more valuable or if it made it less valuable. And here's another thing, because maybe there's a buyer that's like, I love murder houses, you know?
Yes.
Maybe there's a buyer out there that loves this story. Kevin, I've often told you. Supply and demand and stories are two of the things that make things valuable.
That's true.
A bottle of wine, if it's a story about a bottle of wine that was given to the prince, you know, like some, oh my gosh, this is a really expensive bottle of wine. Or diamonds. This story is hilarious and weird all at the same time. I don't know that you have to tell them or discount them. I don't think you have to tell them that this has been in somebody's bowels. Nope. I don't think you have to.
No.
You don't have to disclose that information. Have you ever seen how they clean these diamonds? Those things are sparkling, dude.
Yeah,
but nobody's going to know. There has fecal matter on them at one point.
Okay, I guess that's true. By the way, side note, is there any chance that you think this fellow will represent himself and present
what
the actual defense that sometimes he poops diamonds? That is a question I would like to know the answer to.
So... If he gets a lawyer and the lawyer says that's not a good enough defense, he will fire that lawyer and be like, you know what? Let me show you. We're going to have new precedent set.
Yeah, there's no way that guy knows what precedent means, but maybe. All right. Other wanker of the weekend candidates, if you have your own, feel free. 877-881-1053. Penny Hardaway. So Memphis lost in the NCAA tournament, and Penny Hardaway is 0-3 in his last three NCAA tournament games at Memphis. Man, it was supposed to be the next big thing and like really take off. And I know the whole Wiseman thing didn't really help, but.
Well, what he did though was he was coaching high school, right? Like an academy kind of thing. And then he was like, I will bring all my players to Memphis. Wasn't that like kind of the idea and concept there? He was like, I got a surefire product. You want to buy this from me. And then he got the Memphis coach pushed out and was able to take over there.
And unfortunately it has not gone well as of late.
You know, Penny's entire career has not quite lived up to what you expected, even in basketball.
Yeah.
When he was playing.
Those darn injuries, man, because it looked like the Orlando Magic were going to be good forever or for like 12 years, but 'tis not to be. So let's talk about Julio Urias. The free agent has been suspended through the All-Star break. Now, he hasn't played in Major League Baseball since 2023. And this goes back to a couple of different incidents. He was suspended for 20 games in 2019 after being arrested on suspicion of domestic battery. And then there was another incident where he had problems for domestic violence and he ran afoul of the domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. So Rob Manfred said he is suspended through the All-Star break. Obviously, for somebody who hasn't even played since 2023, that's not going to help. And then I know Texas A&M lost, and maybe they could be wankers of the weekend for giving up that second half lead against Michigan. But Buzz Williams.
There were people at the event that I did on Saturday. They were rooting that on because of you. They were like, look, he's got Duke.
That's fair. People are going to be even madder if I go to New York to go watch them play this weekend. All right. Texas A&M's coach Buzz Williams, he said that he's had discussions with multiple players, their parents, and their teammates, that they have gotten death threats and racial slurs on social media this season because of struggles of the basketball team. I know they beat Yale in the first round, and then they lost in the second round to Michigan. I can't imagine a sporting event causing you to go find a college kid and start firing off racial slurs, or
let alone even a professional player. Honestly,
yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's
too.
A good point. That is a good point.
Calling this thing together. I don't feel like we need to do that.
And I get it. If you like back in the day where you're like yelling, "You suck, Patrick Ewing," or whatever, I think that's probably just part of the deal.
Yeah.
But then you're like, "Hey, let's throw in racial slurs and everything,"
and
or maybe threaten to kill somebody. That's madness.
Yeah, over a basketball game.
Absolute mess.
The 903, I'm the wanker of the weekend for blowing $1,200 at a casino in Shreveport.
I know the answer is probably no. Did you have $1,200 worth of fun?
Did you go there with $1,600, though?
Okay.
And you only lost $1,200.
All right. So can you spend that as a profit of $400?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my budget.
And then I wanted to throw this out there because we talked about this last week. Mookie Betts says that he's still dealing with the illness that caused him to miss the two games of the Tokyo series.
Really?
And yeah, we talked about at the time he was down 15 pounds. I think he said it's still around.
Is this like flu kind of thing or stomach bug?
I'm not sure. They are kind of keeping that part close to the vest a little bit. Just he's having an issue and it still continues. And so I wonder when we get to our more like traditional opening day, if the stomach, it is with his stomach.
Gotcha.
But if that's still going to bother him, he said, I feel great. My body feels great. So the symptoms have started to go away, but I haven't figured out a way to calm my stomach all the way down. And then he talked about how he hadn't been able to put any of the weight back on either.
Oh, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Right here on 105.3 The Fan.